Today, while the topic of Iran occupied Washington, it was also discussed at the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. The agency's head, Yukiya Amano, said he cannot assure the world that Iran's nuclear activities are entirely peaceful. NPR's Mike Schuster tells us more.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has used tough language recently to describe its troubled relationship with Iran. In February, senior agency delegations traveled twice to Iran to clarify its concerns about possible nuclear weapons work. Today, Yukiya Amano, the agency's director, said Iran is not providing the necessary cooperation, so the IAEA can't provide credible assurance that Iran's nuclear work is entirely peaceful.
The agency continues to have serious concerns regarding possible military dimensions to Iran's nuclear program. I had hoped to be able to inform this board that substantive progress had been made. However, despite intensive discussions, there was no agreement on a structured approach to resolve these issues.
The list of the agency's concerns is well known. Possible production of neutron initiators and other triggers for a nuclear explosion. Also suspected work on shaping uranium metal, a possible component of a bomb's core. The agency's analysts are especially concerned about high explosives tests that may have taken place at a military base at Parchin. Parchin is a priority for us, Amano said. Twice recently, the agency asked to visit Parchin. Twice it was rebuffed.
We are aware that there are some activities at Parchin, and it makes us believe that going there sooner is better than later.
The IAEA has information, in part based on satellite photos, that the authorities may have removed evidence of explosive tests at the Parchin site. In recent reports, the IAEA said it believed Iran engaged in a full-scale nuclear weapons program until 2003, when it came to a halt. However, the agency says it has credible evidence that work on aspects of nuclear weapons technology may have continued after 2003, some of which may be underway today. Iran's leaders insist the nuclear program has no military dimension. Despite all the talk internationally about Iran's nuclear activities, the big news topic in Iran today was Friday's parliamentary election. Several thousand candidates vied for 290 seats in the parliament. Almost all were conservatives of one stripe or another. Reformists were either banned or boycotted it. For some, the election was seen as a contest for power between President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. But Iran's news media are reporting it was hardly a contest. Supporters of Khamenei were said to have soundly defeated partisans of Ahmadinejad. Local news media quoting the Ministry of the Interior said 75% of the Khamenei candidates won seats. Over the weekend, the Interior Minister announced that the turnout was 64%, an epic election, some hardliners proclaimed. Some critics of the regime called it an invented election. The hostility toward Ahmadinejad among conservatives runs so deep now that the current parliament ordered him to appear soon to answer questions about his administration, a possible first step to impeachment. Mike Schuster, NPR News.